531.
Pacific Media Network News at 9. Kia ora, Māori whakahiki, and kia ora, I'm Tauriki Rongo. Health authorities are determined to avoid another measles epidemic as outbreaks surface in Europe, Africa, Australia and Fiji. Measles claimed the lives of 72 people in Samoa in 2019, the same year more than 2,000 Kiwis were infected in New Zealand's Worth recorded epidemic. Only 3% of young adults in New Zealand are currently immunised against mumps, measles and rubella. Consultants paediatrician Dr. Tewila Percival says this leaves infants and young children vulnerable to catching measles.
The reason we worry most about measles is because it's so infectious. If we have a low level of coverage and you just get one or two cases, it'll just spread really easily. And we know that there are outbreaks in Africa and some in Europe, so the breeds are going to spread to Asia and then to Australia and New Zealand.
And 1 year on from the country's longest COVID lockdown, an epidemiologist says more cannot be ruled out. A leading Maori doctor says it's crucial to learn the lessons of the Delta outbreak that sent the country to level 4. And Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta is meeting Niue Premier Dalton Tangelangi this morning before addressing Niue's Legislative Assembly. She leads a senior government delegation visiting the Pacific this week with a strong focus on building climate resilience. Minister Mahuta says this is a challenging time for the Pacific, with leaders reaffirming climate change as the single greatest security threat. Half of New Zealand's $1.3 billion climate finance commitments announced late last year are for the Pacific. Mahuta is in Niue today and travels to Tonga tomorrow, where she will announce New Zealand's climate finance strategy in Nuku'alofa. And former Kiribati President Anote Tong says that moves to remove Kiribati High Court Justice is an assault on the judiciary. This follows a move by the Kiribati government to deport suspended High Court Justice David Lambourne. Lambourne is an Australian and long-time resident of Kiribati and is married to the leader of the opposition. Kiribati media says Lambourne was taken to the airport and officials tried to force him to board a flight out of Kiribati. And Vanuatu Prime Minister Bob Lohman has confirmed that he will attend the extraordinary parliament session set down for Friday, where he is set to face a motion of no confidence. Government MPs boycotted a sitting of parliament on Tuesday morning to prevent the motion from being passed. Under Vanuatu law, a motion cannot be passed if too few members are in attendance. Vanuatu's head of state, Nikenike Wurrumbaravu, has declined Bob Lohman's request to dissolve parliament. And finally, an emergency operations centre in Golden Bay has opened for the first time in 2 years, preparing for the expected flooding and road closures. Orange rain warnings are in force across Tasman, Nelson and the Marlborough Sounds. Golden Bay Community Board Chairperson Abby Langford says rain started coming in heavy last night and some of her paddock is already flooded. And that's news at 9. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.